time to change the ringtone. But how do you scare the hell out of your victim if some stupid shit like that is playing? My victim, or Vic as we call him in the biz, began to smirk. I scowled and pressed harder with my foot. The son of a bitch was a serial pedophile and son of a diplomat, meaning he was untouchable to everyone. Everyone, that is, but me. Damn. The display showed that this was one call I had to take. "Mom," I said, never losing eye contact with the guy under my shoe. Did I imagine it, or did he smirk again? "This is a bad time. I'm working here." I pressed a little harder until I got that oh-so-satisfying gurgle. "Fine," Mom sniffled and blew her nose into the phone. She was crying. "Call me in 5. And with that, Carolina Bombay hung up. Fantastic. "Not your lucky day," I said to Vic as I pulled out my silenced Glock 45. "Normally, I'd make this look like an accident, but Mom sounds upset, so we need to move this along." I pulled the trigger twice, and with a pfft, pfft, it was over. In a few moments, I'd retrieved the 2 spent casings, scanned the area for any evidence I might have left behind, then walked out of Vic's life. Or should I say, death. Mom crying was not a good thing. Not when you come from a family of professional killers. That's right. The Bombay family has been the first name in assassination since 2000 BC. The legacy was handed down from parent to child, blood relatives only. 4 or 5 nightmare scenarios went through my mind as I pulled onto the highway and flipped open my phone. It hadn't been a banner year for the Bombays. Just 6 months ago, my sister, Jin, was forced into a messed up situation from the council, the family elders who dole out assignments, and her daughter was kidnapped. It all ended up okay. Romy was fine, and Jin was granted an unprecedented early retirement. But after shit like that, you tend to worry a little when Mom's upset. "Yeah, Mom, what is it?" I'd called her back within 5 minutes. I'm not a moron. In this family, you do what you're told. Discipline comes in the form of an ice pick through the ear instead of a traditional spanking. I heard a little sniffling and thought that was weird because my mom is pretty tough. I mean, she can take on 5 or 6 guys and walk away from their corpses without so much as a wrinkle in her denim jumper. "Romy doesn't want to cuddle anymore," she screamed, locked in one long sob and pronouncing the sentence as a single word. "What?" Maybe I didn't hear her right. Important assassin alert number 1. Always know what you heard. One of my great-great-aunts once made a fatal error because she thought she heard, "Kill the Australian Prime Minister," when what the council said was, "Let's get the Australian prime rib dinner." As a result, great-great-aunt Orleans was made an example of at the 1965 Bombay family reunion. I guess the old family adage is true. You can't pick your family, but you can pick them off. Carolina Bombay repeated slowly, "Romy doesn't want to cuddle anymore." And this has what to do with me? I considered asking for Dad to find out if she was going through menopause or toying with insanity. Of course, in this family, you couldn't get a Section 8 to get out of the business. We kind of look at lunacy as a benefit to the job.
"Don't take that tone with me, Dakota Bombay."
The voice was clearer now.
"You need to get married and give me more grandchildren."
Okay. She was definitely crazy, and crazy I didn't need. You know how creepy it is when your run-of-the-mill average parent loses it? Well, it's 10 times worse when your mom is one of the best killers in the business. "Okay, Mom, calm down. Stop drinking or take some pills or something, because it won't happen anytime soon." And that was the truth. I might be 37, but I was having one hell of a good time. The Bombays lived the good life. Only 1 or 2 assignments a year, multi-million-dollar trust funds, and performance reviews only every 5 years. Those aren't bad. There really is no gray area in, well, did you kill him or not? I was too busy jet-setting and sampling the international buffet of leggy blondes to settle down now. Maybe never.
"Dinner,"
she said. "Dinner?" Great. We were down to one-word sentences.
"Yes. Dinner tomorrow night at 7.
It was amazing, and seriously scary, how quickly her voice went from hysterical to stone-cold professional. Okay. Why?
"I'm fixing you up with a nice girl."
Whoa! I pulled the